Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live. Hour number three of the Odd Couple. You want to keep it locked here for the next 60 minutes. You won't be sorry. We got our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, former three-point sniper, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining the show at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked for that. But until then, we are going to continue to talk NBA on our own. And Rob, let's go to the Phoenix Suns. Now, Rob G, I want to hear about this article that Brian Windhorst of ESPN wrote. And he wrote about, what, the 20 players who had the most to lose in these playoffs. Is that it?
Yeah, so it was the 20 players with the most to gain or lose entering these NBA playoffs. Now, fairness to Brian Windhorst, he did not list them in order. He just listed them as he saw them. Some of it was alphabetical, some of it was by conference, but, you know, so on and so forth. He listed both Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant together in this column. Now, some people on social media took umbrage of it because it's like, hey, Kevin Durant, two-time finals MVP, two-time champion, top 75 player. What could he possibly have to gain or lose alongside the likes of a Jason Tatum or a Kristaps Porzingis? And here's what Wendy wrote about KD and the Suns at large.
Wendy? Okay. Wendy.
Wendy.
Everyone knows it's Wendy.
There you go.
There you go, Chris. It's Wimby.
All right.
Wendy, yes.
So here's what he said. The loaded Suns are fighting to avoid a play-in bid. There are other factors involved, all that under achievement, of course, but it's unfortunately been defining this stretch of his career. The playoffs will decide what sort of year this has been for the Suns. Durant is a two-time finals MVP, two-time champion, regular season MVP, one of the greatest scorers in NBA history, and one of the greatest Olympians in USA basketball history. He also forced his way to the Suns last season and was a factor in getting Beal to join him and Devin Booker. Evaluating Durant's career is nuanced and complex. His greatness has been mixed with his lack of team success since leaving Golden State. Winning again would mean so much for him.
I'll say this, Rob. Winning, and thank you, Rob G. Winning a championship, and I don't think they will. I don't think they'll get close, would be huge for Kevin Durant. Huge. And he's already going to go down. Obviously, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest scorers ever. Most people have him in the top 20-ish range of all-time great NBA players. But, Rob, if he won a championship this year, even with a team that initially we thought was stacked, would be huge for Kevin Durant. As much as he's already accomplished, This would be incredible. And, Rob, like we say, LeBron's ring in Cleveland is his biggest, most impressive. This would be the greatest ring for Kevin Durant. That said, I also think he's got, I'll put it this way. Just like it'd be a huge accomplishment, if he misses the playoffs, and I mean they get in the play-in and lose before reaching the final eight. So they lose the play-in. If they don't get to the final eight in the playoffs, Rob, I think this is the second greatest failure of Kevin Durant's career. I think the greatest was when he was in Oklahoma City, 2016. They're up 3-1 on the 73-win Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, and they lost. He and Russell Westbrook dropped the ball, and they lost that series. I think that was the greatest failure of his career from a team standpoint. I think this would be the second greatest of his career. Not if they don't, get to the second round. I'm talking about if they don't make even the final eight, so basically make the playoffs.
To not make the playoffs would be ridiculous, because with the play-in, Chris, 20 of the 30 teams in the NBA are involved in some sort of playoff.
Right. And I don't mean okay. I'm saying they make the play-in, but they don't win there, and they don't. You know what I mean? They don't make the official playoffs. I think that would be the second greatest failure of his career.
I think it would be the greatest.
But bigger than dropping a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals?
People have dropped 3-1 leads. How in the world could you not be one of 20 teams?
No, 16.
Yeah, but how could you?
I'm saying they make the play-in, but not the playoffs.
But how could he not be one of 16 out of 30, Chris, when you're one of the all-time greatest players and you have a Devin Booker and you know what I mean? Like you in the NBA, you just need two people. To make the playoffs where teams are, I don't even get it. Like how they're in this situation and how they're that bad. Like that's the part I'm saying to you is for Kevin Durant to have a player of that ilk with him who's healthy.
And Bradley Beal too.
Yeah, Bradley Beal's been hurt, but Chris, you're right. But I'm saying him and Kevin Devin Booker should be enough to make the playoffs in the NBA. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Those two.
Now, he's 35. If you want to say he's not what he used to be.
But to still think that those two guys playing together aren't making 16 slots out of 30, that's hard to believe. That would be – I don't even know what – it was like
so
a couple years
think,
ago.
Because I think there are some people saying this – and I think Rob G is one of them, as we've talked just off the air recently – some people are saying this would be a big knock on his legacy. Where are you at on that? And then I can give my take.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it would be bad. It wouldn't feel good. The dude's won a couple of NBA titles. He was finals MVP. He's a prolific scorer. What is he, in the top 10, Chris, now? Number eight?
He's eight.
I mean, come on. What are you going to do? No. I just don't. He's got an asterisk. You're going to put an asterisk next to his name, or are you going to act like some things didn't happen before? I don't know what you could take away from him. You can't take any of that away. I don't agree.
I agree with, like, I don't think this, while I think it'd be a huge failure, I don't think it's like this huge knock on his legacy. And here's why, and I hate to say it. I don't really expect much anymore from Kevin Durant. I expect 27 points a night. I expect a plethora of mid-range, silky smooth mid-range jumpers, the occasional three. I expect the gaudy scoring numbers. Winning? Like, really winning? I don't expect that. Yeah, I did expect them to make the playoffs.
But when
I do expect them to make the playoffs, but I'm just saying,
there,
like,
though,
I don't expect
all
anymore.
People were ranting and raving. You remember? Are they the favorite
to
the West?
Yeah, I was ranting and raving.
Right. They're favorite
but
to
I've,
the West. Look at
I've
that.
Seen enough. I've seen enough. I mean, when are you going to get it done? You're a great individual player. You're a great piece. He's one of the greatest pieces ever. Because you could put Kevin Durant anywhere and he would fit. We talked about it earlier. It's easier to fit role players in than superstars. Like, LeBron is a tough fit because he does so much. He's so versatile, you know, all of that. Kevin Durant is an easy fit because all he needs to do is catch the ball and shoot. He's not going to over dribble. He's, you know, going to shoot a high percentage, all that. But, Rob, I get it. I'll be the first to say he didn't really have a great chance in Brooklyn because of all the injuries and because Kyrie with the anti-vax stance and all that. I get that. And even here in Denver, there have been some injuries. He's been as injured as anybody, whether it's Brooklyn or Phoenix. And then there have been other injuries. So I get all that. But I'm just, I mean, from demanding trades and I'm going here and picking your superstar teammate you want to play with and then failing time after time to get it done, I don't expect much.
Right, at this point.
I mean, right. So I'm not, it's like, you know, okay. He didn't make the playoffs. I mean, yeah, I thought he'd go further than that, but, you know, it's not a big deal.
It's mind-boggling, I don't think he's a factor anymore. It's mind-boggling. And remember we talked about it earlier in the season, and I said, what was the term that I used? That, and he was having a good year, but that he didn't register anymore, or what was the term? I can't remember.
Well,
what was it?
I don't know if it's early in the career.
Well, no, but I mean, early this season.
When we talked last week, you just thought he wasn't kind of valued or
No. But
Rob's big headline take was Kevin Durant is NBA dead.
Yeah, NBA dead. That's what it was.
Right.
Chris.
What was the context of that?
Right.
That people weren't talking about him anymore.
Like, he
was kind of just in
obscurity. That's kind of what I'm saying. That's fair. I hadn't even thought about that, but it's similar. Similar thing.
You remember that, Rob G? And that was when he was averaging almost 30 points. Remember? Yeah. Or he was having a great.
What makes this conversation interesting, and maybe because I'm a Laker fan, but when LeBron, AD, and Westbrook didn't make the playoffs, it led every single sports television show all season about how terrible and disappointing they were and what's going on and yada, yada, yada. This Phoenix Suns team, to your guys' point, was the favorites to win it come out of the West. Even the NBA GMs, which had Joker and the Nuggets sitting right there, Phoenix was a close second. Like, it wasn't like a landslide between one or the other. And the fact that they might miss the playoffs, it's like, oh, well, they might miss the playoffs. You know, it is what it is.
You know who might be hurt more in terms of legacy? I'm not saying he can't be a Hall of Famer and all that. But who could be hurt by this more than Durant? Devin Booker. Because Durant, we can poo-poo it. Yeah, oh, he's still averaging 27. He's 35. He's in his, 15th season, something like that. So, I mean, at some point, even though you know you're smart enough to put up numbers, you're still a great shooter. And Rob, to your point, the defense isn't what it used to be. Right. You can still put up numbers, but you're older. You're not as good as you used to be. What is Devin Booker's excuse?
Thank you. And this is the same Devin Booker, Chris, that they were up 2-0 in the finals, lost four straight. And
yes,
since then, it's been ugly.
Good point.
Okay, let's just be
the
honest.
The same Devin Booker who talked trash to Luka.
And the same
in the
Devin
playoffs.
Booker
Remember
who
that?
Everybody said was Kobe. What, wasn't it Kobe?
Was his favorite player.
No, but
I
people after the first two wins, remember people were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
all. I'm just saying, like, yes. not him, but other people were ready to crown him, Chris,
yep,
after the first two games.
The mid-range game, all that. Yep. Nah, I mean, I think Book might have more to lose because Book's still young. Book is at the height of his powers. And you're not making the playoffs with Kevin Durant?
With Kevin Durant? Oh, my God. At least when we saw.
And his book, I don't know whose team it is. But
Chris, when we saw
Kevin. Remember last year how great Booker was in the playoffs.
Right. But when we saw Kevin Durant together with Kyrie and Harden, it was magic. So that's why, you know what I mean? Like, when they were together, they didn't play together long enough, but they were good.
Those four games, it was crazy.
It felt like four games, Chris. It felt like, I'm telling you, like Aaron Rodgers' biography should be four snaps, you know? Was it three snaps or four snaps?
Four.
You know, like Chris, four snaps. That should be the title of his book, four snaps.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you. If the Phoenix Suns don't make the playoffs, how big of a knock is it on Kevin Durant's legacy? And what about Devin Booker? What about his legacy if they should they not make the playoffs? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Well, at Tractor Supply, it's the same thing. Plus, they bring hustle and heart, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. How big of a failure would it be for Kevin Durant and Devin Booker if they don't make the playoffs, the final eight in the West? Your thoughts.
All right. Let's kick it off, Chris, here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio with Mike in Augusta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? What up, though?
What up, though?
I got two things.
Are you from Detroit?
No, I just watch a lot of Stars with my man, Big Meech. I've been watching it, like, been binge watching them all day.
Yeah.
But you know, it look like
that's
blood?
A Detroit thing. That's a Detroit thing. What up, though?
They kill me with that on that show. But, yo, I got two things. Number one, let's put things in perspective. Phoenix is 12 games over 500, right? And they are just four games out of, like, the fifth or fourth seed. So they're not terrible. Like, it sounds like you guys are making
if they don't
terrible.
Make the – I don't care if they win 60 games. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a problem.
There's only 10 games left, too. I mean,
you understand what I'm saying. Like, yes. I don't care about the – you got to make the playoffs.
Right now, they're out of it.
You got to be one of the best eight teams in your conference. You're right. They got a good record. They be fine in the East, but they're not in the East.
Are you there? Did we lose them? Go ahead. So if they were to not make the playoffs, where would that put you, or what would that do if they don't make the playoffs?
They're going to make the playoffs. They're two games.
No, that's
ahead
not what we asked you.
Them.
We didn't ask you that.
I mean, if, I don't mean the play in.
We're asking you if
we
they
mean
don't
the
make the playoffs. That's the scenario.
It'll be a major disappointment if they didn't make the playoffs. Okay. And I have a question. Did you just delegate Kevin Durant to a role player, Chris?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought you said when you said a role player. You can just plug him in and they can just
– No, he's that rare superstar. I said he's an all-time great player. But he is a piece because of the way he plays. You can put him in – and he's not going to really disrupt your system. Yeah, it's nothing to do with him being a role.
Chris, just to clarify, would you say then that Kawhi Leonard is that kind of player too?
Not to the degree that Kevin Durant is, but he's not like a LeBron James where he's going to handle the ball a lot. He's not as versatile. He doesn't do as much as LeBron. So
then who is a player like Kevin Durant?
I mean, he's a rare. It's rare. They're rare. Very few superstars like Kevin Durant in today's NBA because most of them need the ball a lot more. To some degree, a lesser degree, I'd say it's Steph because Steph can obviously catch and shoot and can be a part of any system because he can shoot so well. You see Dame in Milwaukee. They've had their adjustment period, their growing pains. Like I said, most of today's superstars need the basketball in their hands, and what that does is take it out of somebody else's hands. And so that's why they can be tougher to fit in.
All right. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Kevin Durant doesn't make the playoffs this year. It's just another piece of evidence that goes to the conclusion that he doesn't belong in the all-time great conversation. It might be the last nail in the hammer, if you will. Kevin Durant missing the playoffs on a team like the Phoenix Suns with two perennial all-stars and an owner in Matt Ishbia who's come in ready to make moves and make a splash and wanting to get things moving in year one. So, you know, this is, again, Kevin Durant.
When you say the all-time great conversation, how deep are you
not,
going?
Not GOAT. That's not, he's not in the
GOAT
conversation.
He's never been in. I don't care if he wins the championship. He's not in the GOAT conversation. But I'm saying, are you saying, like, I think he's in the top 20 conversation.
Yeah, top 20. But I'm having a hard time believing Kevin Durant is better than somebody like Bernard King. I'm having a hard time believing that
I got to put him ahead of Bernard King.
Me too.
Bernard had about four seasons. Yeah. I mean, injuries ruined his.
Yes, he was at one point, man. He was a killer out there, man. He had an unbelievable shot.
But he didn't play win a lot. Enough. And when he did, he didn't win anything. Yeah. So I don't think that's not right.
With Bernard King, it was injuries that cut short his career and his greatness. But peak Bernard King versus peak Kevin Durant, neither one of them has, you know, champion. Fine, Kevin Durant won championships being on the bus with the Golden State Warriors. All I'm saying is, listen, Durant, you're so sensitive. Why don't you prove it and make a run with this team rather than blaming society and missing the playoffs? Thanks for taking the call.
Blaming society.
How's I know. Andre got frazzled after we kind of shot down.
We had to push
Bernard
back
King
to Bernard
thing.
King. Yeah,
I mean, and Bernard, you're right. We all know he was great, but come on. Kevin Durant?
No, I'm with
he
you.
Just, right. Even if it's just injuries. I get it because Bernard, had he been able to play, Rob, 12, 15 healthy seasons? Who knows? But he didn't.
For me, it would be Durant, Yeah, Durant for sure, Chris. I just Bernard King was special, but not long enough.
Yeah.
And as you said, he didn't win. So it would be Durant, Caitlin Clark, and then Bernard King.
Rob won't let it go.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Where you at on this, Rob G., before we go to Martin?
Just quickly, I know we don't have time to. I feel like the way you guys are talking about Kevin Durant is very dismissive for somebody of his caliber.
We're saying he's top 20.
Yeah, I know.
What
but
do you want?
But to say, oh, he missed the playoffs, oh, well, it's not a big deal to me. Like,
what if he
– like,
if
Rob, you just, if you, how long is he going to be great?
But if
– He's 35
years still great.
Old.
He's still great.
Is he?
Yes.
Why can't he get his team to the playoffs then?
Because the idea of mortgaging your depth for three superstars doesn't work in today's NBA anymore.
They got a decent amount of depth.
But Rob
and they got
G,
and I'm it, sorry, it you still
Rob
should
G,
be able to make
Rob
the playoffs.
G, come on, Kevin out of the 32.
You
want to
kill
playoffs.
Him? You're disrespecting him more than we are. I'm saying,
yeah,
dude
because
is
I hold him to a higher standard.
You're right. My standard's lowered.
Yes.
When I saw Jason Tatum pushing him around in the playoffs a few years ago, my standard lowered. When I see him not be able to, when I see him get hurt in warmups, my standard lowered. When I see him not be able to get this team to the playoffs, my standard, yes, it's been lowered.
Yeah.
Now, his career hasn't been lowered to me. He's had a great career. He's a top 20-ish player all time.
So then who
but
do you
now,
have standards for?
I don't expect much.
So then who is the standard for?
My standard now is the younger guys. Giannis, Jokic, Steph. If Steph don't make the playoffs, so? I don't expect much from him anymore. If LeBron's 39, I'm realistic. It's all gravy from LeBron at this point. They get beat in the play-in. It's supposed to actually take something away from LeBron's
if
career.
If Luka loses in the play-in, are you going to have
Luka's
any kind of
won,
victory for him?
Luka's won, too.
No, he
yes,
won't.
Luka's won. No, Luka's one that I have expectations for. The young boys, yeah, or younger ones. The ones who are still smack dab in the middle of their prime or ascending toward their prime. That's who I've got expectations for. Kevin Durant's been great for, 14, 15 years? I'm not taking something away from him because at 35 he doesn't make the playoffs.
You can't
Larry Bird
you can't
wasn't even playing at this stage of his career.
Michael Jordan didn't make the playoffs his last 2 years playing in the NBA.
But Kevin Durant is still an all-NBA player.
Maybe. We'll see. They hadn't come out yet.
All right.
I got my vote. I got to look at everything.
Chris ain't voting for him. He's already put
Chris
got to
put two Lakers on there. I need it.
Yeah. No, he might make. Well, maybe. It might be.
Zee, yeah.
No, but Chris didn't vote for LeBron for the All-Star. I give Chris credit. He voted for AD.
Not a starting five. Yeah, not
right, but I'm
five.
Just saying, you didn't. You didn't.
All right. Right.
Rob G just trying to kill Durant. I'm just mad that we not. Rob, he's mad that we not going to. Dock him a Hall of Fame vote.
I'm not. I'm saying that
missing the playoffs at 35 years old.
I just don't think the discourse around KD matches the resume. That's all.
Okay.
KD's resume is an all-time upper echelon great.
Yes.
Yes. But he's talked about like he's like David Robinson. Like he's a Hall of Famer and he kind of trail off.
Hold on, because he's David.
No, like
Robinson was all time great.
Right, but the way people talk about him, it's like, oh, he's a Hall of Famer, he's great, and then they kind of just trail off. Like, no, he's in the upper tier of players.
Well, he ain't in the upper
not the top three
he ain't
or
in the
five,
upper
whatever, whatever.
Yeah, top 20-ish.
All right,
that's where he's at.
Okay,
I mean, it just is what it is. But
we got Eddie House. We'll let him
say Eddie House around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, not a bunch of hogwash like what you just heard. Our man, Eddie House. What up, brother?
What's happening? What's going down, guys?
How are you?
We're going to let you weigh in because it's all over the basketball universe. That Rob Parker thinks Caitlin Clark should play in the NBA. Your thoughts?
Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. This is my point. I want to just make sure before you answer. Given the way that this game is played now.
Your point is dull. Okay. Your point is dull.
Okay.
Okay. Your point is dull.
My cheese was hot. My cheese was hot Eddie. Tonight.
Don't hold back on him too. It's ludicrous.
Oh, I'm not going to. Hey, listen, Rob, I'm not even gonna let you go here and spew that out there any longer and have anybody looking at you any cross-eyed, sideways, cockeyed, however somebody could look at you when you talking foolishness. Okay? And Caitlin Clark is a baller.
She's awesome.
She's a baller. Ain't no question about it. She's a straight-up hooper. And from hooper to hooper, I love seeing guys, girls that can ball. My favorite female hooper ever of all time is Diana Taurasi. She's a baller. They can hoop. You watching the game right now, right? Clippers versus Philly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is she going to guard?
I don't know. Most nights, guys are guarding anybody. What guarding is going on in the NBA? No. People
stop
are up chucking up threes
stop.
All night.
No. Stop.
The league
stop
is the league is as soft as it's ever been.
No. Stop playing. Don't disrespect the game like that. Stop playing with that. And at the same time, you know, don't do her a disservice by having people talk about that it's bad for her. If she let's give her a flower. She's a baller. We know, but come on. There's not one person in the league but one person that you watch in this game right now that she would be able to guard. It's not one person. And it's everybody on the court that could guard her.
Eddie,
brother.
People don't understand how good what we consider bad NBA players are. You know what I mean? Like they
well,
don't understand
only 400
how good
jobs.
All these
it's
guys
only 400
are.
Jobs. Yeah. So you got to be talented.
I mean, do you get tested sometimes? You go play. I don't know how much you still play. But if you go play at a
Eddie's
gym,
retired.
You're retired. No, I know. Like Mark Jackson would say, you know, guys would try to challenge him all the time. And he, you know, have to show him what time
it
was. You know
that.
What I mean?
You're going to get that. You go to the gym, you got a young Thundercat feeling like he could do something. Then you just have to let him know. And of course, it's happened to me being out there. And when I go out there with my sons and we go play pickup, and then, you know, Cat might think that he can play, and I have to let him know, like, no, I know I'm 45 years old going on 46, but it's still levels to this.
Right.
You understand what I'm talking about? It's levels, and my worst day is not even close to your best day. Understand me? So, you know, it's real levels to this. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and that's not what we're talking about, with just in general when you get tested. But, Rob, please, stop that, man. That might have been, you know what, you say some outlandish things, right? You do come with some things that be like, I'd be like, where is he at? He left field, you know. I don't know, where is he, Mars, Pluto, what planet is he on right now? You know what I mean? This one came from Uranus.
You're right. Very nice.
That's
very
a good nice. One. Well done, Eddie.
That one was rehearsed. Well you done. Had that in your you had that in your bag.
No, that's
are you serious?
Hey, I'm a player. I'm a player like that. That's off the cuff, bro.
That's pretty good.
I'm telling you, I'm a player like that. That was off the cuff.
Let me ask you this, as we get to the NBA, the Rockets. Now, look, I like Alperen Şengün. He is nice, right?
But
since he's been out with injury, the Rockets have won 7 straight, and Jalen Green has averaged 30 points a game and is being efficient too, like 45% from three. And, you know, everybody has thought, you know, when he was drafted that Jalen would become a superstar. So how do you explain them kind of playing so well without Şengün? I'm not saying it's his fault, but, you know, they're obviously playing well without him. And then kind of talk about Jalen Green and maybe what he can become. Because I do think people were starting to feel like, he's just a volume shooter. He's not really, you know, that great of a player. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. Şengün went out, he's going to have an opportunity to get more looks. And they're going to play a different style of basketball, right? But they're going to need Şengün. Now they've shown they could play two styles now. Şengün out there and Jalen Green getting his confidence. Not only his confidence, but let's not forget, he got a baby on the way, man. When you got a mouth to feed, it's a different motivation. I promise you that. When you have a baby on the way, you click in a different way, because now you're not playing for just yourself. It's for something bigger than that. It's like, oh, man, reality, life kicks in. So I think that has been a big part of it as well. You know, you got to think, when he got drafted, he's a young kid, very young. you got to grow up quick in this league. And then not only grow up quick in this league, but now you got a child on the way. So now you got to really lock in a different way because things get for real, for real, for real. And I think that what happened with Houston, though, is that they have an opportunity to play in a couple different ways. Now they got two killers over there. I mean, you got to roll with that.
They got some nice young players, for sure.
We were talking about Kevin Durant, too. I'm trying to squeeze this in, Chris. And if the Suns don't make the playoffs, what would that say about Kevin Durant and even Devin Booker at this point? Bradley Beal, I know he's been in and out and hurt most of the year. But the idea that this team didn't make the playoffs, what would that say to you?
Not the play-in, Eddie, that final
right, the play, like the final 16.
Yeah, didn't get in the playoffs. I would say that obviously it would be a failure because that's not what they brought this team together for. That's not what they thought this was going to be. It would have to be, hey, let's go back to the drawing board. We got our three guys. We got to start putting pieces around them to make these three guys better because I don't think those three guys – I know those three guys aren't going anywhere. It's not a slight on KD. KD has showed up. It ain't his fault that Book has been hurt at times. It ain't his fault that Bill barely played this year. That ain't his fault. KD has been the one guy night in and night out. When you look up, you like, hey, where's Bill at? Oh, he's not there. KD's there. You might look up, Book, and I love Book. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite players in the league, for sure, for sure. You might look and be like, well, damn, where Book at? Oh, ain't no Bill or no Book? But guess who's out there? KD. So we can't create this narrative that it's KD, it's his fault, or he can't get it done. They just haven't played enough basketball together because of injuries, unfortunately. But
and they still can't, even that being the case, really, 16 out of 30 teams, like really Kevin Durant and
Books
Devin
played about 65 games.
Okay, those two can't get into a playoff field where 16, more than half the league, makes the playoffs. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if when you look at the totality of how many games they played together, right? But how many
KD's was like, played 65, Books played 58.
That's but not enough to get in the playoffs?
How many was consistent, though, like, where you got to get a rhythm? When you're putting a brand-new team together, you got to it's a give and take. You know, some guys got to figure out, I'm going to take the shot. You got to they got to figure out each other's game, and they just haven't had that opportunity. And there's no excuse. Ain't nobody making no excuse for them. But we can't sit here and say, KD, we can't point to – if we're going to point to anybody else, we could point to Bradley Beal. Out of that. He the one that played the least amount of games, right?
Eddie, I think what they need to do in the offseason is go sign Caitlin Clark.
If you don't knock it off.
That'll solve all their problems.
At least she makes the playoffs, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
Knock it off.
I'm a woman.
All right, Eddie. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
All right, right on. Be cool.
Yeah, all right, couple coming your way. Fox
Chris,
Sports Radio.
Well done. Well done.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And the Fox Sports Radio's Bracket Challenge is live, all the way live. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two of the winners will get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, is sponsored by Tractor Supply. And, of course, Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live, y'all. See the standings and get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of 64 possible. That's great. Four listeners are just right behind him, though, with 54 points. So it's a tight race. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Rob G., who's leading the media bracket?
Last I checked, it was Jonas Knox.
Really? How many points?
More than you. No, I got to pull it up.
Me.
This effing guy. Radio.
What's up?
Shout out to Jonas Knox, official side piece of the
My back is drenched in sweat. Somebody's got to figure it out.
I'm the go-to at 215 when you struck out on everything else, Rob Parker. That's and right. You know it.
Jonas.
I don't have the scores, but the top five in order, Jonas Knox, Jason Smith, Kerry Rhodes, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Ben Maller.
Wow.
You know who's not on the top five?
Who's that?
Me.
Doug Gottlieb and Aaron Torres, noted college basketball aficionados.
Guys, Chris, those guys, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Jonas Knox has watched a single minute of college basketball this season.
He just likes the uniforms, and that's what works for him. That's right. Okay.
Those picks are methamphetamines.
Wow.
All right.
And
all
on that note.
Yes, on that note, let's end it with this. The World Series predictions.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow I got goosebumps already. I can't wait to get to the ballpark.
I never miss opening day.
Let that music wash over you guys.
Yes. Oh, man.
Like the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Chris, I do have a hot take before we get there. The two teams that were in the World Series.
I don't think any of your takes are going to be hot compared to what you started today.
Okay. The two teams that made the World Series last year, I think I said this already. I'm predicting that the Rangers, who won the World Series, and the Diamondbacks, that the Rangers beat in the World Series, will both not make the playoffs this year. That's my
Not even the playoffs.
Nope.
Wow. That'll make up for your pedestrian pick.
And if you want more, if you want to know why, check out the Inside the Parker podcast, which is dropping tomorrow.
That's right. We're ready.
Rob goes
We're
in
locked
depth.
And loaded. Yes. Let's go, Chris. What you got?
We already know your picks, Rob. It's the same every year.
Right, no, it's not. Because I usually pick the Padres.
You're right, Chris. I was wrong. No. I thought it was the Dodgers. It was the Padres.
I picked the Padres.
You picked the Padres last year?
Yeah. Yes.
But the Yankees the last 3 years.
It was. The Yankees
I'm
and
going
Padres.
To pick.
Well, hold on. Before we go forward, last season you guys both incorrectly picked the World Series. Rob had the Yankees and the Padres. Chris had the White Sox and the Giants. Neither one of those made the World Series. Then when the playoffs started, we said, we'll give you a mulligan. We'll say, hey, just pick the World Series picks.
I was right.
Rob had the Braves against the Rangers. Yep. Chris had the Braves against the Astros. You both had the Braves winning it all, which was incorrect.
But I did have the Rangers.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so now, 2023-24 season, just your World Series picks. We'll start with the baseball guy, Chris Broussard.
Okay.
I am going with the same, not at that I had at the beginning of the year, but what should have been the World Series last year. I'm going with that again. Atlanta over Houston.
Atlanta over Houston. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to go. The season starts off rocky with the whole betting scandal and Shohei. And it winds up baseball having a banner year with its two biggest franchises meet in the World Series for the first time since 1981. I got the New York Yankees against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. And the Yankees beat the Dodgers and Shohei. And there we go. It will be an epic season. Record ratings, the two biggest blue bloods in baseball, finally meeting after like three decades.
I see Rob Manfred in front of you holding the key card. My goodness. What a surprise. Rob Parker's predicted a banner year, an epic season, record ratings. Stop it. We out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.